An effort to raise the smoking age to 21 is moving forward. The bill's sponsor hopes the deal will be enough to satisfy opponents and pave the way for greater restrictions on tobacco use. I'm Blaze Ganey.
If it isn't done today, I doubt that it'll be done this year. And so the impetus is to take something less than perfect and try to continue to work with our colleagues.
That's Longwood Republican Senator David Simmons. He wants to join 12 other states who have already increased the minimum legal sale age for tobacco to 21. Throughout committee hearings, the bill gained a lot of support from health experts, but Rivers Buford of the American Heart Association did have one problem with it.
Unfortunately, the American Heart Association cannot support the bill with the cigar exemption in there, sir. The cigar exemption doesn't make a bit of sense.
Monday, Simmons made an amendment to change his bill.
It increases the age for all tobacco products, including cigars, and vaping products and devices and products to 21 years of age.
But opponents say it shouldn't include vaping devices from being sold to people under 21. The argument is that vaping is used as a way to wean people off of cigarettes. But Juul backs the bills. They are one of the largest producers of vapor products. Simmons read their press release describing why.
We are committed to preventing youth access to our products because no young person or non-nicotine user should ever try Juul. Raising the minimum purchase age for all tobacco products has been shown to reduce youth smoking rates. That is why we support efforts by Florida's lawmakers to raise the minimum purchase age for all tobacco products, including vapor products like Juul, to 21.
Juul believes raising the age to 21 will keep it out of the hand of minors by not allowing 18-year-old high school kids to purchase them. The bill was moved to third reading, and Simmons hopes that before the week is out and the session is over, it will ultimately be passed through and sent to the governor.